Finding the right space can be a challenge for any new small business owner, but try limiting that search to a handful of aging behemoth Pittsburgh warehouses. 90.5 WESA's Megan Harris reports that was the first of many obstacles for the owners of the Steel City's newest climbing gym.
All right, coming in.
Pittsburghers Paul Guarino and Alex Bernstein were a little misguided when they started laying the groundwork for their first business almost 6 years ago.
We felt like, yeah, some hammers, some plywood, and some friends, and paint, and, you know, we'll be doing this thing.
That's Bernstein, and his idea was Ascend, a colorful, state-of-the-art climbing gym that he imagined would capitalize on Western Pennsylvania's growing climbing community. He says he thought the build-out would cost a couple $100,000.
More like millions, and a lot of salesmanship, convincing friends and family and Pittsburghers that this is going to work.
Now older, wiser, he and Guarino are two of three co-owners behind the new facility. We're standing in their main training space in the former Southside bottling plant of Duquesne Brewing.
Basically, it's a 27,000 square foot space. The main area that we're in right now is about 20,000 square feet, 24 foot high ceilings.
2 months ago, Guarino's general manager could jog laps around the floor, then just a wide expanse of red brick and concrete. Now there's gym matting and four massive steel framed climbing areas wreathed in the fitness equivalent of a memory foam mattress.
It's my workout for the morning.
Each climbing area is a varied landscape of obstacles, angles, holds, and vertical grades. One is more straight up and down, better for young people or beginning climbers. Another is shaped like a mushroom, a little shorter, so you can finish on top of it and down climb a series of easy-to-grab holds. The tallest structure is for rope-protected climbs and requires a short safety check. And in the center is a huge arch. It's the first thing you see, and then you notice the open sky behind it. Bernstein.
We have tons of windows, and you can see downtown and the Cathedral of Learning, and it's a kind of a million-dollar view.
The three owners quietly started talking about Ascend 5.5 years ago.
From early on, a lot of people said, like, hey, you're in Pittsburgh, steel mills, like, warehouses are everywhere. Turns out, there aren't that many.
It's not a unique idea. The Climbing Business Journal shows 420 indoor climbing facilities are currently operating in the United States alone. That's a 9% increase just since 2012. In Philadelphia, residents can get to 11 different gyms in an hour and a half or less. There are seven around DC and Baltimore. The city of Pittsburgh has one.
We were climbers there, and we could see how many people were in there and how busy it was and how it was getting busier.
They had to consider a lot of unsexy things when searching for the right space. The freedom to make basic improvements and energy and safety compliance upgrades. But they had a couple of points they wouldn't compromise on. The ceilings had to be high, and it had to be in Pittsburgh.
We really wanted to grow the community here first and be central and be able to accommodate the, you know, everybody from Cranberry and the South Hills and the East End and wherever.
But they didn't think it would take so long. The partners labored over three buildings before finding a home in the bottling plant. They still have a stockpile of stickers that say Ascend, coming 2014. Each time a plan was scrapped, it cost them many months and thousands of dollars.
Our biggest challenge has been, you know, starting basically with no money and without a building, but with a pretty big vision.
They see themselves as part of a larger wave of entrepreneurship in Pittsburgh. No different than new restaurants, breweries, or clothing stores. And they don't regret planting their black and yellow flag 3 years ago. Today, they've hired 40 people. Their water got turned on last week. Signs are up, and hundreds of people who've never seen the inside of their gym are buying memberships.
Our dream comes true after 5.5 years. It's pretty perfect.
Woo! Ascend opened to the public on Wednesday. I'm Megan Harris, 90.5 WESA News.